Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Thursday.
Yes.
Friday's very attractive cousin. Welcome to Dish Nation. Man, big things coming your way right now. We're going to break down the slap fest that happened last night on Empire. And Steve Harvey basically pimp slapped his entire staff with a letter about backing all the way off. And we're going to read that in just a little bit. But first, we got to take it out to the West Coast. And shout out to our peoples, Heidi, Frank, Eric. How y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Heidi, from what we understand, things are not all and well on the set of Live with Kelly and Ryan. You got the deets?
I do, and sadly, there are a lot of reports coming out, and not too many positive reports. Page 6.
That's just in the audience.
Right. Page 6 is reporting there's an insider that says that things are off to a very rocky start between Kelly and Ryan, and one of the reasons that's happening is because of the American Idol rumors. And Ryan might be hosting that show, and at first we reported...
Why is that an issue?
Well, at first we reported that Kelly was like, it's totally supportive, you should do it, that's so great!
Right.
Now we're hearing that she's like, no, I don't want you to do that because I want you to be I want your main focus to be Live with Kelly and Ryan, and all of a sudden you're going to go to American Idol, which is a huge job, and she's worried that she's going to have another Michael Strahan moment, like, oh, well, now Ryan's going to get all the attention, and it's going to be all about Idol and not focusing on the Kelly and Ryan show.
So one black man hurt her, and now she think everybody.
Yeah, but I'm with Kelly, though. Okay.
Or maybe she's upset that Ryan Seacrest has so much more makeup than she does.
He's more of a diva.
Yeah, maybe it's not as big as we're making it.
So how long you think he's going to be there before Seacrest out?
Yeah. I'd give it a year.
Well, y'all, I have news that's been confirmed that everyone is talking about today, honey.
What?
What's that? Who's pregnant? Jay Hud, Jennifer Hudson is going to be the coach on The Voice in the
Ooh,
U.S.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, wow. Really?
I'm so ready to see her sing with more contestants. Yes. So NBC just announced it and confirmed that Jennifer will be sitting in one of those famous red swivel chairs alongside Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Miley. She's taking over for Alicia Keys, who's right now on hiatus.
I am so excited for this because she had a short little stint on the UK Voice.
Yes.
And she killed it.
She did.
She got so passionate. She was singing with everybody who she chose.
Yes.
Wow.
She helped them win by singing with them.
Right.
Well, in other big TV news, Modern Family just got picked up for 2 more seasons.
Love it. Still great.
Okay.
But that is not the news. The big news is that Ariel Winner and Sarah Hyland will not bitch slap each other just so the paparazzi can get a good story.
What does that mean?
Good.
Well, here's what's happening.
They're boring.
Sarah Hyland and Ariel Winner, they play sisters on the show, and Ariel has come into her own lately.
Oh, she's stunning.
Well, she got a lot of flack recently because she showed up at a press event dressed like this. Take a look.
Ooh, take two looks.
Everybody else is dressed.
Huh? They all look like tech support. Those are the people that come with your Verizon package.
Well, after she got all sorts of flack for dressing this way, she posted a big long thing saying, basically, I can wear what I want when it makes me feel good. That's all that matters.
Sure.
Everybody be yourself. Dress how you want. So all then right. The paparazzi caught up with Sarah Hyland, tried to get her to talk smack about Ariel Winter dressing too scantily clad at some of these events.
All right, so Ariel Winter gets a lot of slack for the way she dresses, uh-huh. Right? And especially at the last event for Modern Family.
Oh, she's 19. She can do whatever she wants.
And she wrote, quote, Pep's at the airport trying to get me to talk about my girl Ariel Winter. Y'all digging for something you're never gonna get.
Good for her. So they're playing sisters. Yeah. Obviously, that's they've become friends. It's like, no, I'm not commenting on that.
That's right. And let the girl grow and go through her phases.
Right.
I agree, Portia. I think she looks absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And she She posts a lot of pictures on her Instagram. Very, very sexy pictures. She's definitely grown up and showing it off. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. We should bring back Instadam, girl.
Instadam, girl. What? Los Angeles is going to say adios un momento, but we're going to come back with a story about how Jack Sparrow is tipping back the bottle maybe a little too much.
Oh, boy. See you guys.
Bye, Lana.
Catch you on the loop, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
All right, so up next, Steve Harvey is leaving Chicago, and he's moving his talk show all the way to the West Coast, L.A. to be exact. It's happening this fall. But here's the thing. He's also leaving the show's Chicago crew behind for a new crew in L.A.
Well, I'm sure it will cost a whole lot to bring that whole crew to L.A. when it's already a crew there.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, that may have left certain people feeling a certain kind of way because somebody just leaked the memo that Steve Harvey reportedly sent out to Chicago staff earlier this season. And, like, you know, to the people who are untrained in Steve Harveyisms, it has them looking a little crazy.
Uh-oh.
I used to work in the same building with the guy, so I totally get it. So it's a long memo, but some of the highlights include things like this. I would like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in. No one. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway, and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you.
Dang.
All right, baby.
But you know what? He's so direct and straight up with it. You know how normally somebody says something to you and you're like, you didn't get the memo? He literally means, did you not get the damn memo? I told your ass don't speak to me. Okay?
All right, up next, Isaiah Thomas is one of NBA's biggest studs right now. His team, the Celtics, currently have a 3-2 lead over the Wizards in the Eastern Conference semifinals. He's been playing lights out, and it turns out he's been getting help from none other than Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
He got a secret weapon.
It was just revealed that Kobe has been texting and watching film with Isaiah throughout the playoffs, and when asked about it by ESPN, Kobe confirmed, saying, I'm around for all the guys. Anybody can reach out. It's an open book. I was happy to help him. He had the courage to ask. I did the same thing with Michael Jordan when I was a young player.
That's cool, man.
Isn't that cool?
Do you remember like when Kobe used to have a kind of like, you know, a stigma about kind of being a jerk?
Yeah.
So for him to be out of the league and not have to really do anything for anybody to be able to give back, that's awesome.
Well, but get this. Kobe said the reason he reached out to Michael Jordan and a bunch of other NBA legends when he was younger is because of the advice he got from Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Okay.
Your friend.
That's cool. I wonder what Michael Jackson said
to him.
What
did he tell him?
Well, he said early on in his career, he went to Neverland, and Michael told him the best advice he could offer was to reach out to all the greats in your profession and learn from them.
That's really smart.
Yeah. It is. It's the same thing with hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like, I look up to Queen Latifah. I talk to MC Light. Like, all the female MCs before me, I learned from them. And Moni Love, and I got advice from them.
Do young rappers speak to you? And, like, what type of advice do you get
out? Well, these kids are different today. They don't even give credit to the people who paved the way before them.
Like,
there's no respect or anything, but if anybody wanted to ask me something, I would just tell them, be humble. Sit down.
So did you tell them? Well,
yeah. All right, so if you haven't figured out what you're getting your mom for Mother's Day yet, you better have a good reason.
Mm.
Well, however, if one of those reasons is that you're broke, we're here to help you out. We've been giving out $500 a day all week long for our Mama Says contest, and you've got 2 more chances to win. And on our Mother's Day, each day we give you a phrase that every mama said at one time or another, and all you got to do is finish the phrase with your own funny twist. Funniest answer wins. Simple as that.
Okay.
So, y'all remember yesterday's?
Yeah.
It was Mama Says, blank your blank before you go to bed.
Brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm. We had like a bunch of entries, like over 4,000 to be exact.
Wow.
And it was tough to choose a winner.
How do you choose just one?
You get to a point where you just close your eyes and just point. But we got a winner, y'all. Drum roll, please. If your name is Douglas Hannah, you are $500 richer. Taxes will be taken. He wrote, watch Dish Nation and laugh hard so your dreams of marrying the brat will come true before you go to bed.
What? Yeah. All right, then. That's a proposal.
He's trying to put his rocket in your pocket.
Somebody followed somebody's car yelling my name up to the parking lot today. I'm scared to go to my car.
And that person might have been Douglas Hannah. Congratulations. You got $500 coming your way, so you better buy your mom some flowers or something. And don't worry, because everybody else, like I said, there's 2 more days left for you to enter the contest. Now, here's today's.
What?
Mama says, wait half an hour after you blank before you blank.
I got one. Wait a half an hour after you cuss before you pray.
You know what? God would like that.
Yes.
All you got to do is go to dishnation.com/mama says contest, fill in the blanks, make us laugh, and you could be a winner.
Yes.
Sister Pratt.
Yes.
Talk to the congregation.
Well, God will bless you, huh, if you get the phrase right. Huh. You got to enter the contest. I said it's the Mama Says contest.
Yes.
On Dish Nation.
Yes.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Last night was a fiery episode of Empire. All right, guys, guess what?
What?
We have Jamal himself coming next week.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Justice Smollett. He's going to be in there to talk all about Empire.
Yay!
Yes. But, baby, last night, honey, when Cookie was having a conversation with Andre, Miss Nessa had something to say, and Cookie had something to do.
Andre.
No, what? You were still out of line for bringing Lucius in on this deal.
What did you say, little girl?
And Andre is grown, Cookie. You can't talk to him like he's a child. He's not.
I'm gonna need you to understand what I'm about to do, Andre. Bitch, don't you ever come in between me and my son.
Yo, Cookie has whooped someone's ass every season.
Every
single season.
I love it. That girl deserved to get slapped. You don't disrespect the queen like that and the mother of the family. That's your supposed boyfriend's mother. You don't do that. Uh-huh. I'm glad Cookie slapped.
What? I mean, but did she have to pimp slap her,
though? Yes, she
did.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a whole backhand from way back in against
her. That's right.
Oh, my God. But she should have let her. I mean, Cookie should have never done that, though. That's being disrespectful. That's that man's girlfriend. Honey.
He
you don't
just
do that.
Stood there. He just stood there like, well.
What he gonna do?
There you go.
You know where them whoopings come from?
Yeah.
He got some too when he was little.
But anyway, baby, honey, now after baby Bella goes missing, honey, Miss Cookie goes hardcore, honey, and she has Shine and the boys just beat the hell out of Angelo. What the hell going on, y'all, to find out where she is? Check this out.
I swear to you, I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. Please, Melanie, don't look.
You know all those things your mama said about me? Being ghetto and hood.
I swear.
She was right. Look at me. You need to talk to your mama. Because I know she knows where my grandbaby at.
Cookie.
Cookie, Cookie, Cookie.
You're not going to get away with this.
Watch me, bitch. Go ahead, fellas.
And they commence to whoop his ass, I must say. I'm sorry, I'm too excited.
No, baby, no, you
excited. Okay. Like all this gangster.
I love Cookie's I love everything about Cookie. Her whole persona, her whole gangster, whole everything. If I could play a role, it would be something like that. Ooh. Where I could do things that I can't do to people in real life.
But I'm like Cookie, but she's got that devil spirit that Lucius had first season.
Of course, if somebody come for your mama or your grandmama, you won't mind slapping somebody.
It's a wrap.
See?
And if something's wrong with it, you better believe somebody in my basement right now.
See?
Oh.
See? Try.
See?
That's the same way. You don't mess with the lions unless you want to get mauled, okay?
People family.
But y'all know the sad part, though, Brad, honey? It's revealed, honey, who snatched baby Bella. Yes, bitch. Check it out.
They ruined one of mine, so I took one of theirs. Didn't I? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Even the baby looking at her like, yo, this chick is crazy.
Oh, baby like, well, you an evil bitch.
Right? You ain't Clint Huxtable at all.
Okay. All right, now, Empire last night was lit, but how would y'all like a lit deal?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, this one is good, especially if you got a smartphone and you like to take pictures. Brat, Porsche, I see y'all selfies all the time. Gary, you gotta get your selfie game up.
I know, honey. Oh, selfies.
Well, accessory smartphone camera 5-piece lens kit is a great way to add 3 different photo lens capabilities to your smartphone camera. Each lens attaches magnetically to your device, letting you add creativity to your horizon shots, panoramas, and group photos.
Oh, groups. Wow. Oh, we love groups. Don't y'all like groups?
I like panoramas better. Oh.
Listen, the kit includes a fisheye lens, a wide-angle lens, and a macro lens with lens covers, a cleaning cloth, and even a carrying pouch.
But it's so easy because it's got this magnetic thing, and you just pop it on there. And I'm ready to go with a fisheye lens.
I know normally one of these lens kits retails for $39.99, but for our Dish Nation fam, you get 2 lens kits for $18.
Oh, hey, that's a good deal.
Sure is.
To get this and other amazing deals just like it, go to MorningSave.com before they all sell out.
Oh, this is cute. It's like it's in a bubble.
It's called the fisheye lens, Gary.
Oh, really?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So as we all know, Dance Moms' Abby Lee Miller was sentenced to a year and a day in prison for hiding $775,000 worth of income. She has spoken out about how she's going to get through it, and here's what she said.
What?
She said, I'm just going to pretend that I'm shooting a movie and we're on set, and I'm there for 10 months, and that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to be reading, and I want to learn how to speak Spanish, and I'm already working on a new book.
Oh, right.
So she's going to do more in jail than she do out of jail.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's going to turn jail into Everest.
Right.
Well, you have to find ways to occupy yourself.
Come out with a degree and everything?
Yeah, and you can. You there's a lot of things you can do.
But let me ask you this. Do you think a person can survive by playing like they're in a movie?
Yeah.
Depending on the inmate she in there with, they might turn into a lap dance mom. I heard you still got some of the moves.
All right, so yesterday, remember, we talked about Bow Wow. Some of y'all drug him for dear life.
God, here we go.
Yes, y'all drug him because he posted a picture on social media saying that he was about to board a private jet, baby. But really, he was on a coach flight, okay? It sparked the hashtag Bow Wow Challenge, which has been trending number one on Twitter since yesterday.
Ooh.
And the fans put up some pretty hilarious pictures, y'all. Here's a few. Lucy Richardson posted this. Gotta spoil myself every now and then.
All right, then. She drew the Mercedes emblem.
She even got fake Starbucks.
Look at the Rolex, y'all.
All right.
Now, this one has to be our favorite. Owen posted this. Your boy got accepted, y'all, to Stanford.
He didn't even try.
At all. All right, well, after all that, Bow Wow has finally broken his silence. He spoke to Hot 97 in New York earlier today, and here's what he had to say.
People don't understand the scientific method to my madness.
Oh, my God.
Number one,
the science.
I'm about to have the biggest show on WeTV, period. Period. I'm saying that right now, period. It's a scientific method to my madness. You got to just watch the show. Everything is for the show. You got to just watch.
Wait, hold on. So he's a scientific genius? Like, he is a scientist, mad scientist? He came with this whole thing to, like, trick us and spark this hashtag for promo?
Is it method to this madness?
I don't think she can hear us. She got on her Bow Wow beat.
She was so deaf on us.
They're not the regular beats. They're the Bow Wow beats.
Okay. All right, y'all. Don't forget, honey, every day this week, we're giving away $500, honey. Mm. Yes, baby, in our Mama Says contest. Just complete this right here, honey. Just complete that, baby, honey. And just say something funny, and you can win that cash. So, baby, just send your answers to dishnation.com/Mama Says contest.
Up next, which A-list star raised holy hell in Australia? LA has all the details.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So there is a new explosive report on Johnny Depp. It seems to be that we're talking about Johnny Depp a lot on Dish Nation. And this report is that he caused so much chaos on the movie set, Pirates of the Caribbean on the Gold Coast in 2015, that he was drunk all the time, late all the time, and getting into physical fights with people.
I think that's just the plot of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Doesn't that sound like Jack Sparrow, right?
I'm late. And someone punches him in the face.
Well, apparently he's caused so much chaos that they've had somebody on the set watching his every move. Here's the quote. They said, when he got up, he'd turn on the light, and the moment the light went on, they'd call the line producer, who would then call the director saying, he's up, he's getting ready. I mean, they have...
So Johnny Depp needs his own department, so it's D-E-P-T. The Johnny department.
You may have to spell that out.
Yeah,
put that on the
screen
for people.
It'll make sense when
you
see
it. They'll never get that. Sure. They're like, what? That's... You think he's just a super diva?
I mean, I guess so. I think, though...
Well, you could relate to that. I mean, you are the biggest diva on Dish Nation, so what's...
There's no bigger diva than me.
Somebody's actually under the table giving her leg massages right now. That's how much of a diva she is.
Oh, a little high. Ooh-hoo-ee.
And clipping her Velociraptor toenails.
Well, that's a full-time gig. That is its own tip.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.